We'll look at wages, a crypto backlash, and the future of abortion pills by mail. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. Market players on alternate days spook themselves, then reassure themselves about how high interest rates will go to stop inflation and whether or not this all ends in recession. Yesterday, people felt spooked. The Dow fell 1,063 points, 3.1%, biggest drop since late 2020 there. The index for tech companies, the NASDAQ, fell 5%. This morning, Dow futures are down 71 points, 0.2%. NASDAQ futures down 0.5%. The 10-year interest rate up sharply, 3.08%. The average 30-year mortgage is up at 5.27%, the highest since 2009. The big hiring and unemployment reports are due in about an hour and a half. Now, forecasters expect another jump in people added to payrolls, around 400,000 more in April compared with March. Wages have been going up briskly. Average hourly earnings up 5.6% in a year, which, by the way, is still less than inflation. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Even with wages rising as fast as they are, the average American's paycheck isn't keeping up with inflation. But keep in mind, a lot of workers right now are getting raises that are well above average.
I try to be direct. If I want more money, I'll ask for more money.
Brian Rademski's an insurance adjuster in Omaha, Nebraska. When a rival firm made him a lucrative offer to jump ship,
I presented that to my current employer. I said, look, they're giving me a lot of money to do this job. They said, we're happy for you, but what did they offer you? And they ultimately matched the number that I was being offered.
He ended up with a 13.5% raise to do exactly the same job.
I don't know how they're absorbing the cost. I don't think anybody's cutting corners anywhere to make sure that Brian stays around and gets to go out to eat once more per month or something like that.
It's a challenge for employers to keep up in a labor market where there are about two open positions for every one person looking for work, says Frank Fiorelli at small business payroll processor Paychex.
This growth in wages, it's unprecedented going back 10, 15 years. It's not slowing down either.
He says keeping current workers and recruiting new ones starts with higher pay, but employees want more.
They want flexibility, work from home or very flexible hours. And then it's also a robust benefit package that's kind of table stakes now as well.
It's common wisdom in career advising that the best path to a substantial pay hike is to quit and get a new job. And that's been true in the Great Resignation. But it creates another problem, says Lauren Mason at HR consulting firm Mercer. New hires with little experience getting paid more than workers who've been around a while. So employers are under pressure
to make sure that they are providing competitive pay to those who stick around and, you know, rewarding those for their loyalty.
All this workplace churn affects employees as well. Brian Rademski says some pressure came with his double-digit raise.
I went through this whole drama. Hey, I'm going to leave. No, you're not. We're going to give you more money to stay. And then I say, oh, they'll take the money. That sounds awesome. Basically, I kind of feel like I got to earn my money now.
And he feels that means he'll end up contributing more to the bottom line. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
As we reported, Fidelity, the biggest manager of employer retirement accounts, will allow the option for some Bitcoin if their employers allow, but Washington could get involved. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Tina Smith say this puts savings at risk. Here's Marketplace's Lily Jamali.
In a letter to Fidelity CEO, Warren and Smith say the investment giant's plans pose a potential conflict of interest. Fidelity, which is a marketplace underwriter, has mined crypto and has even opened a cryptocurrency fund for high-end investors. Jacob Hacker is with Yale University.
It should be the case that the investment advisors don't have a direct material stake.
In a statement, Fidelity told Marketplace it has a, quote, proven 75-plus year history of doing what's in the best interests of our customers. Teresa Ghilarducci with the New School says the law requires administrators of retirement plans to act solely on behalf of clients.
We want a fiduciary to manage our money that only has our best interests at heart.
The Labor Department has also said that including cryptocurrencies in 401ks poses a potential danger to retirement savings, and it expects to investigate plans that offer it. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
An estimated 54% of abortions in the U.S. are what are called medication abortions. A person takes two drugs to end a pregnancy. During the pandemic, the FDA said people could obtain these drugs by mail. Now, if this draft abortion opinion from the Supreme Court holds and Roe versus Wade is overturned, the system for these pills will face challenges. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that.
Medication abortion is approved by the FDA for use in the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. And during the pandemic, the agency scrapped the requirement that patients meet providers in person to access it. And more businesses started providing abortion telehealth services. Lisa Wells runs Plan C, which provides information about medication abortion.
The opportunities for mainstream telehealth businesses in our country are great because as access is cut off in half of the country, people will be flocking to other states.
If Roe v. Wade is overturned, about half the states are expected to ban abortion entirely. Providers in states that are not expected to ban abortions are gearing up for a surge in demand. Melissa Grant helps run CareFM, a nonprofit that provides abortion services both in person and virtually. It's figuring out how to increase capacity.
Do we need to make sure that our tools and access to appointments is easier to use and more quickly responsive for patients?
Grant says people who can't access appointments may try to get medication from other countries, which comes with less medical support and more legal risk. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.